Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just would like to inform you that the Secretariat produced informal document number 7. In this document number 7, we referred the relevant rules, or rule actually from the WP24 rules of procedure that pertain to elections. So as now the Working Party 24 has its own rules of procedure, these of course find the application in this very case, but of course these rules of procedure also on this item are very similar to the parent body rules of procedure, that is the ITC. So just to stress the most important, the chair and vice chair are elected for 2 years, or vice chairs, because the working party can have up to 2 vice chairs, and the chair and vice chairs, they can hold office maximum for 2 consecutive terms. And you may recall that at the beginning of the meeting, I indicated to you that both Julia Elsinger, who served as a chair for 2 terms, and Pavlina Tomkova, who served as a vice chair for 2 terms, as per these rules of procedure, they are not available for re-election any longer. At the same time, as this was obviously aware to you as WP24 member states, the Secretariat, or maybe I should say before that, that also in the rules of procedure, we have a rule. It's not a shall rule, it's just that that may. So we have the rule which says that nominations for the positions of the chair and vice chair, they should or may be sent to the Secretariat, and if they are, then they should, that should be done 10 days before the start of the session. The Secretariat indeed received nominations. I should also say that equally as it is for ITC, WP24 is electing member state to serve as a chair and the representative of that member chair, of that member state. That means that if the person of a member state is no longer available to serve in the function in her or his own country, that member state keeps that position and the person is changing. So this is as per the rules of procedure, and this is the same for ITC, and WP24 rules of procedure follow very much that rule. So here I just would like to inform you that we have one nomination for the chair. And here we have the Netherlands and the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Management, the Directorate for Public Transport and Railways within that ministry, is presented as the chair, and the person to serve as a chair is Mrs. Monique van Wortel, who has been now for a number of years the focal point and the representative of the Dutch ministry to WP24. I will immediately mention about also the nomination that we received for the vice chair, and then of course I will get back and request your views on the nominations and possible elections. So let me also inform you that we received one nomination for the position of vice chair. So it's Poland, the Ministry of Infrastructure, and that Ministry of Infrastructure is represented by Mr. Grzegorz Witkowski, who is also a Polish representative for a number of years to WP24. Let me tell you that the nomination of the chair for Netherlands and Madame van Wortel was received through the official letter from the Dutch Ministry on 5th August 2024, which was addressed to the Chief of Section, under which at UNEC Sustainable Transport Division we serve as the secretariat to WP24. Whereas from Poland, the nomination was received from the Polish Ministry on 10th of September 2024, and it was also addressed to the chief of section of the section that provides the secretariat to WP24. So this is the information about the rules of procedure that should be applicable for that very item, as well as the nominations that we received. So now with this, I would like to open the floor and ask whether there are any objections on the nomination of the Netherlands and Madame Van Wortel for election as the chair of the Working Party 24, or whether there is any support for this. Germany?